You might have noticed that we haven't been around recently. We've been very busy, each of us, and myself and Adam in particular went on the road for a while, and we attended the American Council of the Blind National Convention, which was held in Rochester, New York. I thought it would be a great idea to interview some of the technology vendors who were in attendance at the conference. So you're going to hear from some of them during this podcast and a couple of other podcasts coming up in the future. But I just wanted to briefly talk a little bit about the American Council of the Blind National Convention. This was my first national convention held specifically for people with visual impairments or blindness. I've been to other conventions and conferences before, but their focus wasn't solely on low vision, blindness, and that kind of thing. So, as I said, this was my first one, and it was really exciting. I got to meet a lot of people. I got to talk to a lot of vendors, and I got to go to a lot of exciting presentations given by many inspirational and exciting people. And I would say, hands down, it was my best experience at a conference in my professional career so far. And I'm hoping that next year we get lucky enough to be able to go to another national ACB, American Council of the Blind, conference in 2020. So one of the things that really struck out to me was we went to two presentations that stick out in my mind. One was given by Apple, and the other was given by a group of people whom actually I don't know who they're affiliated with. I think they were just members of the American Council of the Blind. But the one that was given by Apple was really interesting because they went over a lot of the up-and-coming accessibility features that they're building into iOS 13. But the thing that really caught my attention about them was they're starting a program on, like, it's like a program series, and it's called See, spelled S-E-E, like how you see with your eyes. And it's basically about the Earth and the people who live on the Earth after an apocalypse, and everybody on the planet is blind. And they've been this way for many years. So this is the premise of this series. And the interesting thing about it is there are twins born to a couple, and the twins are the only two people that have vision. And this is the premise of this program that's coming up, that Apple has basically written, produced, done everything. And we got to meet one of the producers of the program and another individual as well. I think one of the writers. And it was really exciting to hear about that. They were not able to give us details of when it's going to air, but they did say that it would be later in 2019. So we'll see. The other interesting thing that we experienced was one of the presentations we went to was a mock trial. And it was about an individual who worked at a company. He ended up suddenly losing his vision and had to be accommodated. And in the mock trial, he was suing the company for firing him because the company gave him what they felt was a reasonable accommodation. And he turned around and said, it was not a reasonable accommodation. And so we got to be the jury in this mock trial. And it was absolutely fascinating the way they did it because they wrote everything out. They had attorneys for the plaintiff and the defendant. They had witnesses for the plaintiff and defendant. They had experts coming in on both sides. And it was like 3 or 4 hours long, and it was great. So those two things really stuck out in my mind, and I just thought I would share them with you. Today on the podcast, we have one of the companies that I met with in the exhibit hall. And I know I just said that the two presentations I went to stuck out in my mind, But these people also really stick out in my mind because of what they're doing. And so today you're going to hear, the first interview is going to be with a company called Aira. And so you'll hear all about them and the wonderful things they're doing. And I have signed up to be an Aira Explorer, which I'm very excited about. So without further ado, here is Aira and a little bit about their background, their story, and the services that they offer. So I am standing here at the ACB convention with Janine Stanley from Aira. So Janine, can you tell our listeners an overview of Aira?
Sure. Thank you so much, Steve, for interviewing us. And Aira is a visual interpreter. So think of it as a pair of eyes in your pocket. We've all had those times when we really just need that glance at something from a sighted person, or we just need somebody who gets blindness to actually help with some visual input. That's what Aira is. So we connect you to our team of trained agents through a smartphone app and or a pair of Horizon glasses. And those agents are going to literally tell you about your world. We're going to provide you with information to do with what you need to do.
That is so awesome. What are some of the kinds of services that Aira offers to people?
Well, our agents can do just about anything in terms of describing things. They've done everything from describe television programs and movies. A big Game of Thrones fan, and they did that for me for the final season, which was awesome. Yes,
cool.
I never get out of an interview without mentioning that one because it was a lot of fun. But in the convention setting, for example, agents have been helping people set their thermostats in their hotel rooms. That's a big one. And finding lost AirPods. Oh my gosh, I dropped my AirPod. I can't find it. And how many times has that happened? You've dropped something and can't find it. Our agents do a lot of that. Helping with recipes, helping to cook. We had a lady the other day who got an Instapot. And she said, I don't know how to use this thing. Our agents can actually go out online, look up the manual, look up recipes and hints on using the Instapot, and read those to you. So she's going to be up and cooking, I think, pretty soon.
Oh, that is so fun.
Yeah. And my second favorite thing, airport travel. I love Aira in airports. And a lot of the airports around the country, we have over 40 airports now that are free access locations. So you can download the app, fire it up in an airport, and you've got an assistant right there with you.
So
I'm not
going to
say you won't ever need airport assistance, human airport assistance, but I call it the Aira magnet effect. Whenever you are wearing Aira, using Aira, helpful sighted people come out of the woodwork.
Of course they do.
Yes. And, you know, it is very nice in an airport setting to just get up, move around, go where you want to go when you want to go there.
So I was at a seminar the other day where they were talking about using Aira for employment. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we have a job seeker promotion. If you are looking for work, we have just opened this up to not only Aira Explorers, but also our guests. So if you go into the app, you will see a search for free offers. And under that button, you're going to go into another screen. And our job seekers offer allows you to get help from an agent with things like formatting your resume. Because, you know, no matter how much you know about your screen reader and your word processor, it's always good to have another set of eyes or set of brain, whatever.
Absolutely.
Looking at that resume to make sure it looks like what you think it's supposed to look like. Picking out your clothing for your interview. I have a friend who said, you know, I went to work someplace and I didn't know what business casual meant. And so the agent went online and described to her business casual clothing and what it was and what kinds of things, you know, she might want to get. Helping with filling out job ads online. That's another big one. Getting through those inaccessible captchas to put your job application on a board, you know, and put your resume up. Help with your LinkedIn profile. All of those important things for job seeking. With your agents can help you with.
absolutely incredible.
And the final thing, Steve, that's really cool is we can even call you a Lyft or an Uber to get to your job interview, track that ride for you, make sure it's the right one, and that you get in the, you can link your Lyft and Uber apps to the IRA app, and your agent can call the ride for you. They can track it, all of that. It's a huge safety thing for a lot of us. So, I enjoy that feature almost as much as the airport feature.
I didn't know about that use.
Yes.
No, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's a great one because, oh, my gosh, how many times have you been in a busy parking lot, you know, and said, well, wait, aren't there like five Ubers? And I got into the wrong one once because I wasn't using IRA.
Oh, no.
And I got into the wrong Uber.
Not really funny,
and like,
but...
oops, and I'm all, you know, secure in there with my dog, and the guy said, so you're Eleanor? I'm like, oh, crap, no, sorry. Oops.
Well, at least that Uber driver, you know, confirmed.
Yes.
That's good.
Exactly.
But the fact that
gosh.
IRA can help with that is, that's awesome. At a session we went to Saturday for IRA, it was announced something about a free version coming.
Yes.
Would you be able to speak a little
bit
to that?
Oh, absolutely.
Because we're excited.
Absolutely. We are excited, too. So in the fall, we will begin to roll out a free tier of IRA service. And what this means is that IRA will be free to everyone eventually, at least daily. There will be some portion of service, and we... where it's still being developed at this point, so we don't have any details.
Oh, okay.
But that free tier of service will first roll out to our current explorers. So you become an explorer, you're already an explorer, you're going to get a little something back. Because you guys have
really
supported
cool.
us through our growing and everything, and so, you know, time to give back. So you can actually become an explorer at any point in time. You can use the service for free in our free access locations like airports, like Walgreens is a great national chain that is free. It's a free IRA access location. You go in and do your Walgreens shopping, which I switched my pharmacy because my pharmacy didn't have free IRA service. And I really like the fact that I can just walk into Walgreens and I don't need help from anybody. I'm going there and get whatever I need, whatever I want, and that's all free.
So Walgreens offers IRA?
They do.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So if you download the app and you go into your Walgreens, you will get a notification on your phone that says, this is a free IRA access location. Ding, 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 ding. There's actually a noise.
Oh, comes up as a noise. Oh,
yes.
That's so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So it
that's
will
great.
Notify you, and it will also if you go to an airport, and that's a free access location. You know, IRA is free here.
Wow.
And just as it is here at the Rochester Airport, at a number of airports around the country.
See, it's details like this and how the app functions that I think is going to be great for our listeners to learn about. That's
absolutely.
Really cool.
Yeah, and we are happy. There are as many ways to use IRA as there are people using it. My absolute favorite use, and I just love this, is a mom used IRA to look at her son, who was supposed to be doing his homework. He was playing video games, and they nailed him. Yes.
That's hilarious.
That is so beautiful. I really love that.
That's
one of our explorers is a beekeeper, and he uses IRA to help him manage his hives and manage his land that he's got the hives on. And I thought that was fascinating. Because, you know, that's just something you don't even think of. And here's this guy, he's out there doing it.
Yeah.
You know? And a lot of our explorers have very unusual jobs or unusual hobbies, things like that, that IRA is just a lot of fun.
Wow.
And it really adds to what they've been doing. And then there are some people who take up or rediscover hobbies and interests because they've got the visual support.
Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Anything
else that you'd like to share with us that you think our listeners would find valuable?
Well, I would definitely say for folks to please download IRA. You can download the app for free on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Runs on both iOS and Android. Go ahead and download the app. You'll put in your phone number, and we will then send you a code, and you put in that four-digit code. Very simple. And then you can use the app wherever it's free. You can also have a free trial of the app. We have a free 7-day trial. If you're doing it here through convention and you decide, hey, I really like the app, you can sign up and get your first month free.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let me give you our 800 number.
Sure, go for it.
It is 1-800-835-1934. And we've got our customer service folks. That's 1-800-835-1934. And our customer service folks are there. The hours are on our website, which is aira.io. That's AIRA.io.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you so much.
That was a great interview that we got to record, and I thank Janine Stanley for doing it for us. So without further ado, here is some really awesome information about the Braille Note Touch Plus from HumanWare, and I'm so glad that I was able to catch up with them.
Can you tell us about the new Braille Note Touch Plus?
Yes, absolutely. I would be happy to tell you about the new Braille Note Touch Plus. It started shipping in February of this year, and it is an update to our Braille Note Touch, which we released in 2016. So the Braille Note Touch Plus is running Android Oreo 8.1. We still have our touch screen, so you're able to do touch Braille. We have a USB-C charging capabilities now, and the Braille Note Touch Plus has a greatly updated processor and internal board. So you're able to experience a startup time that's about 20 to 25 seconds. We have Chrome as our browser now, so all of our standard keyboard shortcuts, if you're using a screen reader, apply. So if you want to navigate by headings or buttons or links, you just press the associated key, such as H for heading and L for link and B for button, and so much more. We've added an Easy Reader Plus application, which is based on the application built by Dolphin. And that is what we use for navigating Bookshare books. So we can easily download, navigate Bookshare books. We can download and navigate NFB Newsline content, Project Gutenberg, and 14 other online libraries. So those are all available just from within the Touch Plus itself. We have support for 5 gigahertz networks. Support for printing is much easier. We're able to navigate around. Support for third-party apps is greatly improved because of the updated Android operating system. You can cast the Touch Plus's screen if you own a Chromecast, or if you own a computer with Windows 10, you're able to share the screen very easily. You can, of course, connect it to the HDMI port in the back, but really you'll notice the speed and the performance increase when you use the Touch Plus. So it's much faster. It's really fun to use. Google Docs support is awesome. Microsoft PowerPoint support is excellent. And it's a lot of fun. It's just like you're zooming around and you can get stuff done very, very quickly.
Awesome. Wow, that sounds really, really fascinating and wonderful. I love when I come to these different conventions and I start seeing, you know, the latest technology. It gets me very excited. If someone has a Braille Note Touch, and can they upgrade to a Touch Plus?
They can. This is another really exciting thing that we're doing. So it's called the Boost Up Program. And if anyone has a Braille Note Touch version 1, they're able to upgrade their unit to the Touch Plus. That includes a new Braille Note Touch Plus, the new board inside. They will get a battery, they'll clean the Braille display and just put it in tip-top shape, boost it up, and send it back to you all with a very quick turnaround time for a fraction of the price of a new Braille Note Touch Plus. So we're pretty, really, really excited about that.
Awesome.
That's so cool. Thank you for telling us about that.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really excited about the Touch Plus, and if anyone has any questions, please feel free to reach out to anyone at HumanWare. We will gladly tell you all about it or give you any information that you need.
Excellent.
That was some really awesome information about the Braille Note Touch Plus from HumanWare, and I'm so glad that I was able to catch up with them and everybody else that I caught up with in the exhibit hall at the ACB convention. Now you're going to hear from Douglas Geary from Freedom Scientific about some really awesome licensing and purchasing options for JAWS and some of their other products. This is going to be part one of a two-part interview that you will hear on the podcast. Part two will come next month. So here is Douglas Geary from Freedom Scientific.
So I understand that you guys have new home licensing for JAWS and some of the other products. Can you tell us about that?
Of course. So now we have what we call our home annual license. And this is a way for somebody to have JAWS or ZoomText on their home computers for $90 a year just for the JAWS, or $80 a year for the ZoomText. You can go to our store and buy it right off of store.freedomscientific.com. And if you, once you make that purchase and you go to through the checkout, you'll get emails that'll explain how to activate it on your computer. And here's the kind of fun thing about it. So you get your JAWS and you click on a link to the portal, which is portal.freedomscientific.com, and it shows you your license. And then you have an option right there on that page to activate this computer. So you'll activate that computer, and you can activate up to three computers. And if one of those computers, something should happen to it, and you need to deactivate, instead of contacting us or going to FS Activate, just log into the portal on any other computer and deactivate, because you'll see the list of computers that are activated. And you can deactivate. So you can manage your own licenses. If you here at the show, we're actually giving 20% discounts. So a JAWS, instead of being $90, is $72 for a year. If you activate it today, you will get version 2019. And in October, at the end of October, when we drop 2020, version 2020, you will also get that. 2 months prior to it being the end of your year, you'll start getting notifications, and you'll be able to go to the portal and renew. So you'll be able to renew yours. So it's only $90 a year for JAWS. And this is for home. It's licensed for your home computer, and it's just managed by you through our portal.freedomscientific.com, or when you purchase it, just go to store.freedomscientific.com. You can find both of those also by going to our homepage.
So this is for JAWS and ZoomText.
JAWS and ZoomText. We do not currently have a Fusion. You'd have to buy them separately. We plan to have one as well. We just have some technical things to go through first.
So what about people that might have the professional version of JAWS? They need to upgrade it, and they're not using it in a professional environment. Like if they happen to have JAWS Professional on a home computer.
Okay. So as you know, the Professional is for commercial use. So if they're currently not working and they still want their JAWS at home, here's the best part about this. Let's say that they have version 2018 or version 17 or version anything but the current version. Mm-hmm. Now they can convert their Professional to a home annual license instead. Instead of paying the upgrade costs that are associated with going from 2018 to 2019, just buy a home annual license and use that as your main license from that point forward.
What if someone has Professional and they just bought a new SMA?
That is going to, if they're working, then obviously that's the right product for them. If they're at home and they just bought their SMA, they've already paid for it. But if they're about to renew their SMA, they can say, hey, can I renew this as a home instead of a professional license? And they can save some money that way.
That's really cool.
If you already have your home license and you already have your SMA, the home annual may not be the best bet for you now because you've already bought 2 years.
Right. So, you might want to wait for that SMA.
And then weigh that decision. Am I going to spend the $150 to renew the SMA, which turns out to $75 a year, right? Or am I going to go with the annual, which is $90 a year? And again, it's both JAWS and ZoomText. And you get, during that course of the year, any update that we push out is part of that license. And there's no functional or feature difference between the annual license and the what we call perpetual license.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
It is really cool. And I tell you what, I'm going to give to you. Now, these coupons are only good until the end of September.
Okay.
Oh. But here's a 20% coupon. I'm going to hand it out to you.
Got it.
It's got a code on it. Make sure you give this to people.
Oh, we will.
What we wanted to do, we know through all of our discounts that we've been doing over the years here at NFB, and I mean here at ACB and at the NFB, mm-hmm. we've been given these discounts. We know it's real popular, and we know that people want to have access to JAWS and we had to make it more accessible to them financially.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And in response to a lot of that demand, we come up with this program, and we feel pretty positive about it.
That's awesome.
That's really cool. Anything else happening at Vispero that you think we should know about?
We do have a new product. So, as you know, we're also part of Optilec is also part of us.
Yes.
And I don't have one here because truth is we sold out of them very quickly. It's called the Clearview Go. And the Clearview Go is a collapsible 15-inch folding CCTV, portable CCTV.
Oh.
And it has a battery in it, and it lasts, and it weighs approximately 9 pounds.
Okay.
And it's a great school product. We have a sister product called the Jupiter that's available through APH for the federal quota money, too.
We'll have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
thanks.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah,
good
you
to
too.
See you again.
Good seeing you, man.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
For more information or to subscribe to our newsletter, please visit us at assistivetechnology.oakhillct.org or hit us up on Twitter at The Neat Podcast. Today's podcast was hosted by Steve Famigletti and produced by Chris Thompson and Adam Kozakowski. Our theme music was composed by Andrew Paragiovanni. Tune in next month for another episode, and thanks for listening.